Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Yep, I messed that up. Here we go.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your We the Best Couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is August 15th, 2016.
And this is episode 203.
Okay. Is this going to indicate how the show's going to go?
It is not going to indicate how the show is going to go. But it's going to be a hilarious show. It's going to be very hilarious, and it's going to be hilarious because, babe, I love you so much, and I just want you to know that
we the best.
We the best. You know that?
Can we not talk about him?
Huh?
Can we not talk about him?
I appreciate you.
I mean, my only request is that we not talk about him.
Never surrender.
Babe, you're so smart.
You see
smart.
My face?
You a genius. You very smart.
He knows I hate this. All right, I guess you should explain what the deal is with him, right? Go on, explain. So I'm not doing it because I'll draw all kinds of shade.
So, when I normally work, before we get started, let's say hello to everybody. Hey, everybody, I'm Jay. This is my lovely wife, Renee.
Hello.
And I'm already making her eyes roll. So, this is going to be a great show, but I just want to give Renee a little money so she can
buy your mama a house.
Yeah, so you can buy your mama a house, buy yourself a house, buy your house a
dang
house.
Jay,
all right, just want to say what's up to who we have in the Valentavern with us today.
In the Valentavern we have JK Grammar and Punk Gopher.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey y'all,
what's going on? I just want to let y'all know that
win, 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 no matter what.
You got to win, 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 no matter what. That's right. DJ Khaled. So the story behind this is there's a DJ named DJ Khaled, and he does a lot of collaboration stuff with a lot of top 40 artists like Drake, Nas, Jay-Z, a lot of people. Win, 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 no matter what, you know, stuff like that. If you into the summer jams, I'm pretty sure you probably heard some of his jams out there. But the thing is, his Snapchat is filled of motivational sayings and stuff like that, and he's kind of done the whole Drake Hotline Bling. Take advantage of the internet but he's able to market.
No, you said it right the first time.
He's able to market himself so that people can, they're pretty much making fun of him, you know, and they're making memes about him and stuff like that. But he does do some great songs though. You have to admit that though, babe. He does do some great songs.
I don't know of any other than the win, win, win.
Well,
the other one, but I'm not a fan of that particular one.
Right, right. So, I mean, he has a lot of songs that ends up being on my workout list when I'm working out and everything else. And I do want to say thank you, Renee. Thank you, JK and Punk Gopher. We have slain the monster.
After all these years of podcasting.
After all these years of podcasting, traveling across the country, this is the cable This is the Munster cable that has been giving me a fit for the past 4 shows, and I finally took a minute to find the damn thing. And it never showed its head when I was damn playing or using my mic for Overcast or anything. Overwatch.
It's okay.
Overcast, you should go see Amy and JF's podcast about Overwatch. Overcast podcast. So go check those guys out. And quick shout out to them. But this cable I got in 2004. I got this cable in 2004 because when in my van that we had bought, it had a DVD player. And we could use it to play, you know, our phone and MP3 player and stuff like that. So I bought this so I can plug it to the auxiliary jack and mm-hmm. play music through it.
Right.
You know, because I want it to be crafty and stuff. So after 12 years, 12 long years, this high dollar Munster cable has finally bit the dust.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I will say, I overpaid. When I first bought it, I was like, I overpaid out the ass for this thing.
But it has proved its worth.
It lasted 12 long years.
I don't think those are supposed to even last that long.
I don't think they are either. But I used the hell out of this, so.
How about that?
So
we should have a proper burial.
You know, I should just like hang it up, frame it or something. I'm not going. You know what? I'm not throwing it away.
Come on. Yes, you
I'm gonna
are.
Do something.
No.
I'm gonna
no,
do something.
No. Do we need more stuff that is broken?
I don't know.
We'll no. see. The answer is
babe, no. That could be like I could get it bronzed or something, you know. We can do something hanging on the wall. I can put a nail up and hang it on the wall or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Win, no matter what.
So yeah. Yeah, so I just want to thank everybody. Thank you guys for helping me troubleshoot that. And sorry for those that may be watching live. You had to deal with,
sorry.
I think, about 5 minutes of me hunting it down. So, anyway, I'm glad we're here today. And
I'm so glad we're here.
And I think we're going to go ahead and jump into the weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Uh-huh. So, what we've been up to, babe, since the last time we saw everyone?
Or
everyone saw us.
Everyone saw us. Well, you had zombie time with Cole.
Yeah.
Talk
so,
about that.
So, for Cole's birthday, Adrian wanted him to have the zombie apocalypse live adventure. So, Cole and I went through the haunted house with M4s shooting zombies. And I will say this is the first time I've been through a haunted house since 6th grade. And I was really afraid of the experience. I didn't know how I was going to react or anything like that. But I made it through. We went through the long way. We had the extended extra mission. So it was like, you go through the main haunted house, and then you get these little checkpoints, and they're like, have these people like, come here, soldier, you know, let me check your ammo, and all this other stuff. So they check
really?
Your ammo.
Oh, really? Oh, you didn't tell me that
Yeah,
part.
So they check. Oh, you know what? I didn't talk about it much, did I?
Not really. You just told me a couple things.
So they check your ammo and stuff. They check your ammo, make sure your guns work and all this other stuff. And they're like, keep going through. You got to kill the rest of the zombies. You know, so
they're trying to be all, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going through, killing the rest of the zombies, and then we come to the end of it. But it's like, let me see your bands. Let me see your hands. Have you been infected? You know, so we're showing our bands, and they see that we have the extended mission on, right?
Right.
And so they're like, you know, they're like, they mark the band as like, all right, your mission is to kill everything through, you know, through the in the hospital. At this point, you're going through like a hospital type thing. And so they mark your band, And they're like, you have to kill everything. If you don't kill everything, we're going to send you back through. And you need to meet up with our, you know, our paramedic, you know, or meet up with our contact. He's going to have a mask on. So you go through, I guess they radio ahead and say, these guys are on the extended mission, so we have to go through another time.
Right.
So we go through, you know, they have the animatronics, the people. And see, the thing I didn't get was, so Cole was doing point. He was doing point, and I was covering the rear, right? So he would kill a zombie, you know, pop, pop, you know, pop, pop, pop. And I would walk by, and the zombie would reach for me. I'm just like, okay, he already shot you. Why I gotta shoot you? You know, I guess it's because they want everybody to be able to shoot their gun. He's not relying on the person in the front.
Right.
Which makes sense. But for somebody like me, I'm just like, I don't give a damn. Good job, Cole. I have a lot of ammo. And like,
I'll be your backup once, you know, you can't do it,
right,
or whatever.
Right. Yeah. And then as we're going through, you know, Cole's gun is jamming, and we have to go back, and they'll fix it and all this other stuff.
Is it supposed to jam?
No, it wasn't supposed to
jam.
Oh,
okay.
And then, like, one time, Cole was like, my gun's not working, and a zombie was coming. Cole was like, JJ, shoot him, shoot him. You know.
Yeah.
So I shot him. And
Did you get into it?
Yeah, I mean, I did, you know, and there was like, when we first went in, the guy was like, told Cole, he was like, don't you run point the whole way through, you make him run front, I want to see him in the front. And every time Cole asked me I want to run point, I was like, nope, I got your back.
That's funny.
So we went through the first time, we go through, and it's like, didn't we say you got to kill everything before they do it? They'll get you at the drop zone. Now you gotta go back through and kill what you didn't get, you know, kill, you know. So we go through one more time. Same zombies, nothing new, blah, blah, you know. And we kill them all. Then we get to the guy, we meet up for a contact, and he was like, good job, blah, blah. And we took pictures, and I don't know where my damn picture is. But you guys probably saw it on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, so. I look badass, I guess. I don't know.
I think you always look badass to me.
So that was me killing zombies with Cole. So that was fun. And then after that, you know, I had to come home, do some work.
Had to come home to your wife.
I had to come home to my wife. And we hung out.
We did.
You see that, JK? You saw that, right? You saw that. I hope you were looking. If
what?
You weren't looking, then
what?
you got to go back.
What?
I said, we hung out, and I went like this. But anyway, and then I had to work that night. So I had to work to about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And then that's why I didn't know what I was going to be doing. But I ended up going to Gen Con. Yeah, so I went to Gen Con and got up at 6:30. Yeah, got up at 6:30, left the house at 7:15, got up to gyms. We all met up there, and we carpooled to Indianapolis for Gen Con. While we were there, we got there about right about 10 o'clock, which is right on, and so we got in. We luckily got there in time, and we got before they made the lines long to get our badges. And I have to say, man, Gen Con's pretty amazing. And all I did was the exhibition floor. I did where the vendors were.
Right.
I didn't go any talks or anything like that. You know, so from, you know, 10 to about 3... 5 hours I walked in the sales hall, and I did go see Justin Robert Young. He was down the street with the Contender card game. Got to see him, took a picture with him and gave him a few hugs, and we'll be seeing him in a couple of weeks. This will be like 3 times I've seen Jury in like this whole summer.
Y'all just having a love fest.
I know. I told him, I was like, you won't get to see my ugly black ass next time. You get to see my sexy wife. So he was like, oh, I like seeing you too.
There you go.
But it'll be good to see them. So what did you do while I was at Gen Con?
What did I do?
You hung out with the girls.
Oh yeah, I hung out with the girls.
You got beat up by the girls.
Yeah, Maya. It was just that day. Maya was kicking, hitting by accident. All this was by accident. She pushed me in the face. She punched me in the eye. She pushed me in the jaw so hard that I bit my tongue. Like, seriously, it was like, really? Are we doing this? But it was an accident.
And Maya
so
said, I couldn't even punish her. Yes, we are doing this.
But yeah, I couldn't even punish her.
Right, right.
But it's all good.
And then, speaking of girls, what's going on with them?
Since they have become so efficient at climbing out of their beds, it was time to do the toddler day beds for them.
What?
The Valen twins now have a big girl bed. Well, what is the equivalent of a big girl bed? So, this was yesterday. Jay took the sides off.
Yep, I made them into toddler beds, or what's those beds called that just has the three sides?
I just said the day bed.
Oh, you said day bed? I heard it as T-H-E-Y, day bed. I don't know why.
Shut up.
Leave me alone.
Seriously?
I did.
Oh, God, please. Seriously?
I did. I'll admit that. I did. So.
Wow.
What? Don't judge me.
Anyway, so yesterday, we did naps, and it didn't go so well because they played for 2 hours straight. But I wasn't worried about it.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't going to stress. Excuse me.
She wasn't going to worry about it. She wasn't stressed.
Yeah, sorry. So that night, I kind of changed it up a little bit. I actually... took everything out of their room, did the regular bedtime routine, laid them down, and I sat quietly in the corner. And Maya was exhausted, obviously, because she had no nap. So she sat up and down a few times and then went to bed. Zoe's was up for 40 minutes, which is her normal, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
But she never had the opportunity to really get out easily. So she got out once. I put her back. She said her ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, played with her toes, just sat and looked off into the distance, which was weird.
yeah, I think that freaked Renee out a little bit.
Tried to jump, laid her back down, said hi, tried to wake Maya up, various things, like all, and she cycled through several of them. Finally, she goes to sleep. It wasn't too bad. Tonight, it was the opposite. Zoe must have been tired because she laid down. She wasn't asleep, but she was laying down.
Uh-huh.
Maya was pissed and she cried. And took her a while. I think she just wanted to be out of the bed. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. So
it's all good.
Yeah. I mean, you know how it goes and everything else. I mean, it's definitely a good thing. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Big girls. It's nuts. It's killing me, Jay. Killing me.
Oh, okay. I see. I was sitting here looking. I was like, why do I not have this cable? And I think I have an extra cable now. Now I'm thinking about it. Because apparently I bought one.
Oh, did you?
I need to find it right now. But anyway, it's good stuff. So I'm just so happy that I found out what the issue was. I guess I should have been doing my job the whole time. So, the girls are in the big girl bed, and we have a trip coming up this week.
We do. I am going to meet some friends. That should be fun, because I get to chill with the girls. And then we're going to Jay's birthplace.
Yeah, we're going to Mount Airy, North Carolina. So I'm going there for the getting all my maternal grandmother. Is that right, babe? Maternal grandmother?
Yes.
And grandfather?
No, it's your paternal. What?
my mom's mother.
Oh, yes. That's your maternal.
My maternal grandparents, kids, grandkids, and great grandkids.
I haven't really met a lot of that side of the family, have I?
No, you haven't. Mm. And this will be the first time. I'm trying to think. I think out of all of them, I think the only one that met Audra Day was my mom. I don't even think she met Ray. So, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much when I left Monterey. You know, when I go up, I go see my mom, my grandmas, and my dad.
I have slight anxiety over meeting new people, but it helps.
Oh, you'll be fine. I mean,
well, it helps because the twins are there. They're like a buffer.
Yeah, so they'll be there, and there'll be some folks that will have seen them on Facebook and everything else, and it'll be cool. It'll be cool. I think it'll be fun. So it's gonna be low key. Nothing. I hope it's nothing like big, you know, I'm not looking for anything big, but yeah, so we're gonna make a quick trip, you know, so it should be fun. We purchased some travel cots, some toddler day beds for the girls.
This is gonna be interesting.
This is gonna be really, really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go through. I read where some people kind of had some kind of sleeping bag. They put like a sleeping bag in there,
mm-hmm,
for them to have a little bit more cushion.
Oh, we don't have any sleeping bags. Well, we don't have any baby sleeping bags.
Well, they have the one, they have like the sleeping books. I don't know. I'm gonna go to Costco and see if I can find something.
Kids cost so darn much.
Kids cost money, and we knew that
going into it.
I told you that.
Yeah,
I said, babe, are you sure? Because you know, kids cost money.
I remember you kept saying
I sure did.
I was like, really?
All right, with that, let's jump into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
I did keep saying it because I knew. I mean, I knew you, babe.
I knew you knew.
I just wanted you to make sure you know, you know.
I know. I know.
I just want to make sure you know, babe.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. I do. I appreciate you.
I don't appreciate you right now.
Yeah. I do.
I don't appreciate you. That was terrible.
Buy your whole family houses. I changed a lot.
Can I just...
You can too.
Can I just not do this podcast today with you? Is that an option?
Hey, at least I'm not doing like... All right, so...
I wish you never found out about his stupid self.
You loyal. I appreciate you.
All right.
So, in media, there's just like this one big thing that's been going on. It's been like everyone's been talking about. And Renee and I were like late to the train.
As usual.
But we were able to jump on the Stranger Things train. And
toot-toot.
In this world of tens... Being 11. That right, babe?
That is so right. It was a great show.
It was.
Like Jay mentioned to me, the child actors were even better than the adult actors.
Man, that was just the consensus over everything.
They were great. And it's hard to say much without ruining it, but it's like Jay heard that it was if X-Files and Goonies had a baby, that would be Stranger Things. It's really good. A lot of paranormal stuff like that. So good to go. And we don't know if they're going to have another season or if they're going to do a new story. No one really knows. I'm kind of down. Weirdly, I'm down for whatever. Like,
really?
A lot of times I'm like, I want, you know, a certain thing, but they did so good on it that I'm just like, y'all do whatever y'all want to do because y'all brought me just pleasure this season.
So, thinking about it, so there's part of me that's like, I want closure. I want to know more. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's unanswered. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want that. But then there's the other part of me that's like, I don't want them to make a second season trying to explain more and messing stuff up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's kind of like that whole Firefly thing. It's kind of like, oh gosh, I love Firefly. I wish they did two seasons. But then it's kind of like, if they did a second season, how would it be? Would it be better? Would it be worse? You know, so, you know, I'm just struggling with that. So, I did put a link in the chat room for you guys to, you know a little bit more about DJ Khaled. So, because you know the secrets to it.
There's no reason why you would want to, is the problem.
So, you know the secret to a healthy life? Egg whites. That's one of his things also, babe. So
what, he eats egg whites?
Yeah, that's the secret to a healthy life.
So. Sorry, I sounded really angry. I didn't mean to sound so angry.
I know.
But
it's okay.
DJ Khaled makes me angry, so.
Yeah.
Lucky you, DJ Khaled. Lucky you.
Yep. So yeah, I mean, oddly that's it with Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I mean, like Renee said, this is going to be probably a short show.
It will be. Like, we always say that, but seriously, we don't have much to talk about.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and jump into, you want to do updates? You want to do updates or you want to jump to birthdays?
I'm good with updates.
All right, cool.
How you been doing? So no, because I think you have, what?
The fridge is not prepared.
So, did we talk about the kid's birthday on the last show? I can't even remember.
We had to have, because they had it.
Okay, we did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
there's some things we didn't talk about. I can't remember what.
Right. Was. So, updates on myself. I've been in this 7 to 10 pound range going back and forth on my weight. So, I have lost between 110 and 120 pounds. But the one thing that I can say that's been consistent is that see, JK has my attention. JK watched the YouTube video I put out there. Okay. Sorry. So, one thing that I do know is that I'm losing inches because I went to Walmart on Friday and I went to the clearance section and they had some jeans and a shirt that were like on clearance. They were $7 each. So I was like, shoot, jeans for $7? Yep. So I grabbed what I normally would grab, which is a 46 waist and 30 length. Said, these are the jeans I'm going to get. Boom, $7 jeans. Yeah. I'm not going to try them on because there's no way they're going to be too big. So I came home, worked a little bit, and I was like, you know what? Let me go try these jeans on, this shirt, because I want to show Renee my outfit that I got. So threw my outfit on, took a picture. Renee was like, are those jeans new? I said, yeah, they new. These my new jeans. You was like, those jeans are kind of big. And I was like, you know what? They did feel kind of baggy a little bit. So I kept looking at the picture and I was like, oh man, these things are big. And lo and behold, I'm no longer in the 46, but I'm in the 44, 42 area now. So definitely in the 44.
I don't think you thought.
No, I didn't. I mean, because I've been hanging in this 10 pound arena for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been kind of like, you know, but I mean, my clothes are getting bigger. You know, some of my shirts that I normally don't wear, you know, are fitting better and stuff like that. I'm getting really close. I'm getting really close to wearing that shirt that Punk Gopher gave us.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I have a few shirts that people that people have given me that I have set aside to wear when I get down to that size.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to it. So that's kind of where I am. Tomorrow I am going in for another fill. The reason why I'm going in for another fill is that when I eat the size meal that I'm supposed to eat, I'm still, I still snack in between, and sometimes I'm still hungry. So, I shouldn't be able to do that. So, I'm going in for a fill. I'll be on a liquid diet for the next 2 days until we leave for our trip. And
at least you won't be in it, be on it while you're on your trip.
Yep. So it looks like that JK. Oh, Jay, he said don't say it out loud. Okay. All right. But yeah, so I'm 44, 42. I think I can shop at Old Navy now. I need to double check. But I think I can shop at Old Navy now. So I'm kind of excited about that. Which, wow, that was kind of one of my goals anyway. So I need to go by Old Navy and see what size jeans they have there. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go meet up with JK when we go to Texas. So if we go visit JK, I don't have to take any jeans. I'm just gonna let you know that. That's what JK's telling me. He said, don't bring any pants, Jay.
Why?
Because we're like pant brothers now.
Oh, y'all wear the same.
Yeah.
So y'all gonna borrow each other's clothes.
Yeah. But I have to ask though, JK, are you tall? Are you like 6 foot?
Yeah,
do you wear a 30 length? I can get into 29. Sometimes 29 will work too. It really depends, But anyway, my legs hurt because yesterday was leg day. And you know what I did? I went in. I was doing the squeeze in.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I did that one. And my butt's tight too.
Your butt's tight?
My butt is tight, babe.
Having a tight butt is nice.
You can bounce a quarter off of it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So what's your update, babe?
As far as weight, I don't know. I gained weight on my trip, but I lost it all. And I'm just focusing now on strength and, just being overall healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that I'm not as obsessive about going to the gym as I used to be.
Right.
I worry about missing a little a day or two here, like, because I'm thinking about not going on Wednesday because I have so much to do. But I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's becoming a part of my life, but it's not running my life. Or, like, I used to kind of freak out if I couldn't go. And I'm just like, you know what? It's all right. And if my clothes start to get a little tight, I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me go to the gym a little bit more. Back off on the queso.
right.
Back off on the queso. So everything's good there. Everybody's nice. They say you look good.
Yeah,
Renee. Thanks. I hate compliments because it's like, well, thanks. Yeah, I know good. I look good. Thanks. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, and I did. Oh, I did do. I showed Renee this funny video of my arm when I'm driving. Had the window down. I like have all this loose skin. And I'll be going like 70 miles an hour, and my loose skin just be flapping in the air like a parachute, like I had on a parachute suit or something like that. We were talking about that at work. I showed it to Steve.
Oh, did you really? What did Steve say?
Steve was like you got a jumpsuit on and you're in that wind tunnel. You go,
Yeah, so, I know what you're talking about.
Like
that video with Puffy and Mace. I don't. More money, more problems. You know how they're in the wind thing?
Oh, okay. I thought there was a video where they were blowing, they had wind blowing their face and they were like, So.
Anyway, so yeah, everything's good on the weight front. Just, it feels funny that we're not doing this, big weight loss. Like, I don't know. It used to be so much a focus. But anyway.
Yeah.
But it's not. So, we have some birthdays. Let's go to some odds.
Hey, what's up with Mr. Feisty? Where you at, Mr. Feisty? Where you at? Where you at? Valentine's
odds and ends.
And I just want to let you know that I want to apologize for the discombobulation a little bit.
Why? Why are we apologizing?
I'm really excited that I found that I was able to slay the monster and find out what exactly it was.
Okay.
So I gotta make sure I gotta get another one. Or I can just plug this one in there over there until I need to plug that one in yours. Just so you'll have a mic when you don't need to talk through me.
Right.
And all sort of stuff. Until I get that replacement.
I think that's a good idea.
It's an add-on item, so I have to wait to build up an order. So
Jay loves the add-ons.
Well, I've ordered less.
I have noticed you have ordered less. Yesterday, nothing came for you.
I know.
You all don't realize how big that is, that Jay had no orders coming for him. So
Yep. So let me, I'm actually going to just say Sweetgrass Molly. I wonder if we should just start putting first names in here. Anyway. All right.
We can just say first names.
Birthdays today. Today is Molly's birthday. Sweetgrass from the, Sweetgrass is her name. That's who I'll be rolling with in Overwatch.
Rolling. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Molly's cool. She's real cool. Who else's birthday is today?
It is Makala's birthday.
Happy birthday, Makala.
One of our oldest WoW friends.
Yep.
Man, we've known her for a long time.
Yep.
She's amazing, and just want to say happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday.
We also have Wednesday, Geraldine Martin. Her birthday is coming up.
Happy birthday. And on Thursday, Loosh.
Happy birthday, Loosh. Long arm Loosh. Rodrigo's birthday is on Friday.
Mr. Jason Webb's birthday is on the 23rd.
Yep. Abby Wessels is on the 26th.
Hi, Abby.
I'm glad we got to meet her.
And Teddy's birthday is on the 26th as well.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. One more birthday.
And my niece, Jocelyn, her birthday is on the 27th.
It's so funny. You have like a great niece. That's just cracking me up.
Hey, Renee's my sister's a grandma.
I know. That's, yeah. Anyway, I'm glad we get to spend this time with you all.
So I should be a G-U-I-L-F, a great uncle you would like to Netflix and chill with.
So the next show is the Monday before DragonCon.
Nope.
It's not? The 29th?
No, I'm saying... Oh, that's the Monday before DragonCon.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought...
What
do
you think I said?
Yeah, that actually works out great.
Yeah, it does.
So, none of us quitting before DragonCon. Yeah. So, we will talk to you all next week.
You will have a lovely day.
Thank you, JK and Punk, for being here. And we will see you all in 2 weeks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Appreciate you. Win, 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 no matter what.
Congratulations. You played yourself.